What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Affiliate Game Plan. I'm your host, Willem Winald. Let's talk about how you can stand out as an affiliate marketer, and as a marketer in general, to be honest, but especially as an affiliate marketer, because I know going into affiliate marketing, being in affiliate marketing, you just feel so that it's such a crowded place. The market that you're in, everybody's promoting the same thing. It's really hard to find traffic, get people to come to you. So I want to share something that can really help you stand out in the crowd and that helped me win and finish top three in ClickFunnels affiliate contest a while back out of 15,000 active affiliates. And this was the number one reason why. So let me break it all down for you, how I did it, the strategy I used, and how you can 100% use this yourself starting today. Here's the deal. Today, us affiliates and online entrepreneurs are getting screwed over by self-proclaimed gurus telling us to buy their courses and use paid ads as the new get-rich-quick scheme. I call bluff. So how do we as underdogs scale and surpass the online dictators so that we can spread our message, create true financial freedom, and unlock our full potential? Easy. We discover and apply real marketing strategies that focus on creating relationships with our audience so that we can have a bigger impact on the world and grow not only financially, but also personally. My name is Willem Winald, and welcome to the Affiliate Game Plan. Alrighty, so let me tell you, ClickFunnels was doing a special affiliate contest for all of their active affiliates, which is 15,000 active affiliates at the time, and they had some grand prizes. This was the most intriguing prizes in any affiliate contest I've seen, because if you finished top 10, then you got invited to a If you finish top 10, then you got invited to a Zoom call with all of the top 10 affiliates, a mastermind essentially, where you got to share ideas, share strategies, talk to each other. Some were holding presentations, some were listening in, taking notes. And together with these 10 entrepreneurs was also the two ClickFunnels affiliate managers and the man himself, Russell Brunson. So you got to spend few hours in a mastermind together with these entrepreneurs that finished top 10 together with Russell Brunson. And if you finish top three, then you won a coaching call with Russell Brunson. And I know I've talked about this in the past, so I managed to finish top three, which means I got about 30 minutes with Russell to ask him anything I wanted related to my business, to my future. And I just shared in the one of the past episodes, I shared a bit of that coaching call, so you can go ahead and listen to that if you want to. But nonetheless, this prize was huge as an affiliate. Oh, and by the way, also finishing top three, of course, not only the commissions that you got, of course, but also I think I won Russell Brunson's podcast setup, which is the one I'm using right now. So I got some really good gear sent to me. But nonetheless, I really wanted to finish top three in this contest. But there's 15,000 active affiliates. I don't have a huge list or anything. I had my Facebook group of 1,000 people or something like that plus, and of course not everybody's active, but I had to figure out some way to beat these huge players. Like, I remember the guy who finished top three with me, one of them, his name is Joe Soto, and if any of you guys went through Ty Lopez's social media marketing agency, probably the most famous and sold digital marketing course in history, to be honest. If some of you went through that course, then you know that Joe Soto was one of the teachers in there. And I went through that, and I really loved Joe, what he learned, what he taught, and what I learned from him. And he was actually one of the top three, so it was quite cool to be there and be on the same level as him when we ended up finishing top three. Regardless, I had to beat him and a bunch of other affiliates. So how did I do it? Let's get into it, because I promise you can use this today and can go out there and really make an increase in your sales. So what I did to stand out, because I didn't have a huge list, I had a much smaller list than a lot of them. I had to find some way to go around the system as a small underdog to beat the big guys. What I did is I created an irresistible offer as an affiliate. And you often hear this around your product, but as an affiliate, people sometimes forget about this. They just think that, oh, I'm gonna send people to my affiliate link or my bridge page and it's gonna be good. But then you're just like everybody else. They might buy from you because they like you more than the other ones, which is totally fair. I talk a lot about that, building the relationships with people. But what if you could stand out and gather even more sales from having a better offer? And that's what I did. So I don't remember exactly what the product was that we were selling in this contest, but it was something like a $7 thing. And I would just over deliver to those who bought the product through my affiliate link. So when they bought through my affiliate link, not only did they get the product itself, and which was of course a great product from Russell, but then they got some more things as well. And here's the key to creating your affiliate offer. Every product that you buy, of course, solves a problem that you had or something that you, the solution that the product offers, but it also creates a new offer, a new problem. For example, this water bottle that I have right here, a shaker. Before I bought this, I didn't have the issue of needing to clean it. I wanted a shaker for my protein shakes, fill it with water, boom, into the protein. But if you use a protein shaker, you know that these things start smelling really bad. So instead of just buying the shaker from the store, if somebody offered me shaker plus the cleaning kit, 100% of the times I would go with that person and I would be ready to pay more because I know this is a follow-up problem that I will have once I buy this product. So, as an affiliate, what do you think is a follow-up problem that the product you promote creates? Or just in general, how can you over-deliver? How can you give something more? Can you create something something that would help them when they're buying the product that you're promoting? For example, I was promoting the One Funnel Away challenge, which is a 30-day challenge through that ClickFunnels sells, or used to, I don't know if they still do it. But a huge problem is that it's you go through for 30 days, you learn something new every day, and it requires a lot of your time. And it's just like when you studied for an exam in school, when you're studying really, really hard for a few weeks or for a month, you remember it up until the exam, and then you forget about it. It was the same thing about this challenge. So I knew I would be able to save a huge amount of time for the people that go through it, and the problem of them not remembering anything, if I went through the challenge first, and then I took notes from every day. So notes on day one, day two, day three, day four. And by doing this, I've been able to sell a lot of One Funnel Away challenges just by doing this, just by adding this. So just by creating an offer, not just a product, but also like a side product, I guess you could call it. Like, what are they getting together with the product that you're promoting? And the notes works wonderfully for me. I take a lot of notes when I learn something. I love to take notes just to remember it, but also to just be able to go back and see what I learned and such. It's something that I really enjoy. So I was like, what if I start offering these notes as a solution to the problem that they will have? And that's been huge for me. So think about this for your own sake, because if you start doing this, not only are you selling the affiliate product, because then you're just like everybody else. Of course, they might like you, which is awesome. That's advantage number one. But advantage number two of how you can stand out, even though others might have bigger lists, be further ahead than you, you can still beat them if you're offering more, if you're over-delivering by creating an offer. So what are one or two or three things that you can offer together with the product that you're selling? Because once again, if somebody's just offering the shaker, all right, that's cool. They might get some sales. But if somebody else is coming in and they're offering a solution to the follow-up problem that I have, or they're over-delivering with something else in any way, of course I'm gonna go with the other affiliate that's over-delivering to me. And this has been a huge part of my success as an affiliate marketer, not only thinking about, okay, how can I best sell this product like everybody else and stand out, but how can I actually offer more than others? And just by doing this little small thing and try to figure out what's the follow-up problem that somebody will have and how can you solve that with creating something more that they can get. Might just be lending a helping hand in some possible way. That has been huge for me as an affiliate. So I challenge you to think about this. Think about the product that you're promoting, or think about something more that you could offer already today, because I guarantee you there's something that you could offer more than just the affiliate product. And that's going to help you when you're marketing this, when you're telling people why they should buy from you instead of anybody else, etc., etc. This is a great hack for affiliates to understand. Always, 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 when you're promoting something, create an offer around it. Not just a product, but create an offer around it that's irresistible, that's over-delivering, that's giving more than the company is doing selling them. You as an affiliate, you're offering something extra. That's the lesson of the day. Let me know what you think about that. I really would like to hope to see some of you take action on this. And as always, let me know in the question coming after the podcast what you would like to hear in the next episode. And once again, if you didn't, go ahead and listen to the podcast I did with Russell Brunson, the part of small part of the coaching call that I had with him. And I'll see you in the next episode. Hang on just one second. You listen to the whole thing, so here comes the real truth. I couldn't leave you without my brand new call to action. I wouldn't be a good marketer if I did, right? Well, I talk a lot about gurus and how I got screwed over with paid ads and expensive courses. But thankfully, there are a few that stand out in the crowd that helped me get the ball rolling. One of those programs is Legendary Marketer and their 15-day business challenge. It's available right now for only $7. You can enroll at www.vilhelmvinal.com/challenge. In this course, you'll learn the stupid simple game plan that I have myself used and literally thousands of others have used to make a full-time living online. You'll understand the number one mistake affiliate marketers are making that is costing them money so that you can avoid this. Then you're going to get exposed to the best traffic strategies that successful affiliate marketers are using today so that you never have to worry about traffic, all organically. And as a bonus, you'll get access to plug and play funnels, emails, and all you need to get started today. Sound fair enough? Head over to www.vilhelmvinal.com/challenge and enroll in the $7 course. Your dream is worth that. Check out the link in the description, and I'll see you there.